sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a crisp fall day, a flock of varied thrush picks through the leaf litter in a southeast Alaska avalanche path. Another group is in a mountain ash tree, foraging on the bright orange berries. Although a few varied thrush can be found overwintering in the forests of southeast Alaska, most of these birds are preparing to head south. The springtime chorus of bird songs is largely tied to mating territories and courtship, and the varied thrush that spend winters in Alaska aren't singing, but there are some songbirds that overwinter that can be heard brightening the short winter days with songs. One is the aptly named winter wren. The complex burbling song of this tiny bird can be heard as it forages near the forest floor amid root wads and fallen trees.
Another is the American dipper. Familiar to many for its characteristic streamside dipping and bobbing, this gray bird is territorial and announces its claim to a section of stream with a surprisingly bright, cheerful wintertime song. Song sparrows also stake out winter territories. Although they don't sing much in the very heart of winter, they do sing quite late in the fall, and are one of the first birds to sing as the days lengthen in March. Alaska's largest songbird is not as well known for its song as it is for its sophisticated behaviors, but the common raven is a vocal year-round resident of Alaska, and the voices of ravens are frequently heard in winter. For Sounds Wild, I'm Kathy Hawker.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.